As the number of coronavirus infections around the U.S. continues to grow, Texas has become the first state with more than a million confirmed cases, with California nearing that mark, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The number of daily cases is now on the rise in 49 states, and there are now more than 10.3 million confirmed cases in the U.S. More than 240,000 people have died from COVID-19. In Saudi Arabia, officials say at least three people were wounded in an attack on a ceremony in Jeddah attended by foreign diplomats to commemorate the end of World War I. NPR's Ruth Sherlock has more.
Witnesses say France's consul general was nearing the end of his Armistice Day speech when the improvised explosive device detonated, sending panic through the crowd at the cemetery for non-Muslims in Jeddah. Saudi Arabia's state news agency says a Greek national and a Saudi security officer were lightly wounded. The British government says a UK national sustained minor injuries. There's been no claim of responsibility so far or word on the motive. Last month, a guard was wounded in a stabbing at the French consulate in Jeddah. This follows protests in the Middle East after a teacher in France, who was later brutally murdered, showed caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad to his class. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.
Crude oil prices slightly lower by the close. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered on CPR News. Coming up on the program, the head of medical affairs at Rapid City Hospital in South Dakota talks about their staffing shortage amid a surge of coronavirus cases. Then Florida voters approved boosting the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour. After suffering big losses on Election Day, some Democrats say it shows their party needs to embrace progressive ideas. Those stories are coming up next on All Things Considered. At CPR.org, students at Sunset Park Elementary in Pueblo are learning from home this week, but some of their teachers are not happy that they cannot do the same after five staff members tested positive for COVID-19. Teachers have to conduct remote learning lessons from their classrooms. Education reporter Jenny Brundine has our story at CPR.org. You're listening to CPR News.